told you recently that I was reprimanded. I was reprimanded by Facebook recently for violating community standards. Me. Here's my violation. I posted a CNN article from April, May 2020 that said wearing masks did little to mitigate the spread of disease, but it created hysteria. I violated community standards by publishing a CNN article. Can't make that stuff up. Axel Rosso is a political strategist and conservative censorship. If you don't believe it's real, you're out of your mind. Alex, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Fact of the matter is, you know, I've got some friends, a couple of Democrat friends who just keep telling me, oh, that's not true. There's no censorship. The First Amendment's fine. But what would you tell these folks?
So I would say just take a look at the facts. Just yesterday, we learned about the former president of the United States who the Facebook Independent Review Board was supposed to make some big decision. It ended up being a non-decision. They punched it back to Facebook. And if you look into the reason that they actually gave, they said that they gave it down for glorifying violence. If you look at what the president actually said on that day, he told the people at the Capitol to go home. So what Facebook did is they deleted that video, took it down. And what Twitter did is potentially even worse. They took down his entire account. So basically what they're doing is controlling the narrative. It doesn't matter if he actually did that offense. They're controlling the narrative and they're saying, well, that's what we say he did and that's the rules. And then you look at like just this morning, Elise Stefanik's communications director was just suspended from Twitter. And she's in the running to replace Liz Cheney as leadership. So, and then you also look at Project Veritas for exposing CNN. I mean, how can you say that it's not happening when all of these examples are right in front of your eyes?
Oh, exactly. I mean, here's the thing. I'm a free speech kind of guy. I believe that everything should be out there for the discussion, and the more speech, the better. And yep. I think that Facebook and Twitter occupy a space so large now, they become a public utility. When moms and dads are communicating on Facebook about where the soccer game is or what they're doing for the weekend or everything else, it becomes a much needed utility. Nobody has a phone on the wall anymore to ask, when's the soccer game? How are we getting together? And so I think Facebook, I think they're creating a big problem for themselves. I think Twitter is creating a big problem for themselves. Alternatives will come. They will go away. And they will be stopped from gobbling up all the competition at some point, don't you believe?
Yeah, so actually I was just having this conversation with somebody on Instagram after I posted. The Democrat official Twitter said, retweet this if you want Trump banned from Facebook permanently. And I reposted on my Instagram and I said, Democrat Party, Party of Censorship. And I got into a little beef in the comments, and I said social media should be classified as a public utility. And then someone said, oh, so you're a socialist? I'm like, okay. And they're like, oh, you're advocating for government control over social media? I'm like, Verizon and AT&T are companies, are they not? But they're phone companies, and they were decided that they're a public utility. I think the same thing should happen to big tech companies, especially because there's only three or four. And when there are alternatives, they work with their buddies over at Amazon or Apple or Google to take out the competition, like we saw with Parler. I know they're coming back with their app, but it really hurt their user base to be offline for this long.
Oh, the
and
damage is incredible.
I know they're back online.
But. Yeah, I was using Parler quite a bit. I'm back there, but I rarely go. And that's me. And I wonder how many people like me there are out there. Parler was permanently kneecapped, basically, you know. Yep. And let's be honest, Facebook and Twitter, what you just described, it's like the mafia or a cabal or, you know, drug lords. I mean, they take out the competition and they kneecap them, don't they?
Mm-hmm. Yep. And the new thing on Facebook actually is they will force you to comply by, they'll put a fact check on your post, and they'll force you to comply by putting a correction on your post and bending the knee in order to, and if you don't do that, they'll make it so, and they admit this, that they make it so basically your posts get no reach, what will be called shadow banned by some
people.
Well,
that's what's happened to me. I'm not allowed to, my Facebook page has just about 100,000 followers. I'm not allowed to do anything with it as far as monetizing anything. Can't do anything. Of course, Facebook can use all of my information as they see fit.
Exactly.
But no, I'm not allowed to use Facebook to monetize at all. And I'll just go to it real quickly here. Let's see. People reached down 45%. Post engagements down 62%. This is from April 8th through May 5, right? And people say, well, you shouldn't be on Facebook anyway. Here's a news flash for people who say that. The fact is, there is no other place like Facebook. There just isn't. And so when they censor me and attack me and demonetize me and deplatform me and all these other different, you know, and I've just barely gotten scraped. I haven't been kicked off or anything. But they damage me, and they damage me financially, and they damage my ability to speak freely because what? I published an article by CNN, not anything I wrote. An article by CNN. I get, you know, hammered. For putting up a far-left network saying that masks create hysteria but don't do much good for the health of the country. There you go.
It's insane.
It is insane.
And, yeah, and most recently, the fact check going around is the two pictures comparing Biden with the Carters to Biden with the Carters outside when he was wearing a mask versus when he wasn't indoors. And it's like, well, missing context, they're all vaccinated. It's, well, why does he need the point of the post is why does he need the mask outside? That's the point of the post. Not that we'd all be on the same page if that was his position, is if everyone's vaccinated or if you're vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask. But his position outside is that he has to wear one at a podium alone. So that's the point of the post. There is no missing context there.
Right. There you go. You know, it's just, it's baffling. Anybody who says there's not censorship is, they're delusional or they're just willfully blind. I'll give you the last word.
Exactly. Yeah. And I'd say that I think it will either take classified as public utility or someone like Elon Musk or someone to buy out these companies. And it's really gotten to that point, I think.
I think if Elon Musk can put us on Mars, he can get this figured out. Crazy idea.
Amen.
And he seems to be a free speech kind of guy, unlike Jeff Bezos, who I think is a twit. Can I say that? Twit. Yeah, twit. The British TV comedies, the Twit of the Year contest. Anyhow, greatly appreciated, Alex. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me so much.
Yeah, and Alex LaRusso, he is a political strategist, conservative censorship. Come on, if you don't think it's real, you're really not paying attention. This part of the program brought to you by my good friend, Paul Mahaney over at Wolverine Water, a Michigan company serving Michigan people for almost 75 years. Michigan-made products. If you've got a hard water problem, a water issue of any kind, go to WolverineWaterSystems.com. You tell my good friend Paul that I sent you over. If you want the best drinking water you've ever had, get a reverse osmosis system also from WolverineWaterSystems.com. And if you're a Michigan company, you should be part of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, MIChamber.com. MIChamber.com. There you go. Getting it all done for you here on the Steve Gruber Show. Quick break. We'll be right back.
The Michigan Chamber.
Over the past year, we've experienced incredible uncertainty. Businesses across the state have been shut down. Unemployment skyrocketed, and Michiganders have been left wondering, what's next? And throughout this turmoil, your Michigan Chamber has been fighting for you to protect lives and livelihoods. We know that we're all in this together. Michiganders are strong and resilient, and we know that working together, we can bring Michigan back.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing is going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your electric bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills.
In the last year alone, Well Connect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to Well Connect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com. WellConnectSaves.com or call 989-356-2113. Well Connect.
Do something today to be a good sport. If you're a fan, shout encouragement to your team. Poke your neighbors sitting next to you when they try to harangue the opponents and tell them to behave. If you simply do the right thing and do it the entire game, you'll be respecting the game and yourself. Sportsmanship. Do something about it. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics.